Earlier this month, Ability 360, the Valley organization that, according to its mission statement, works to, quote, empower people with all disabilities to take personal responsibility so they may achieve or continue independent lifestyles within the community, end quote, it announced that Christopher Rodriguez would be taking over as its new president and CEO in June. Rodriguez comes to Phoenix from his current position as executive director of Disability Rights Louisiana in New Orleans. But perhaps the bigger news to local residents is the retirement of Phil Pangrazio. He's led the organization for a couple of decades and was in charge as it greatly expanded its outreach and opened the impressive Ability 360 Sports and Fitness Center. And Phil Pangrazio is with me. Phil, let's look back over your tenure. What's the most important thing that was accomplished during the time you've been in charge of Ability 360?
The biggest thing, of course, was the development of the Ability 360 Center, as a multi-tenant nonprofit disability services campus, and then of course co-locating that with the Sports and Fitness Center, at 50th Street in Washington. So kind of putting all those pieces together and developing the property and developing the relationships with the nine other nonprofits that all serve people with disabilities, and convincing them that this was a good thing and getting them on board and ultimately, getting them down to our site. And there's just been such great things that have happened from that, the synergies that were created amongst all the different disability organizations and how we work together and program together and serve more people. That ultimately was kind of the cherry on the cake for me. So it was very cool.
So Phil, I'm wondering, obviously the Ability 360 gym aspect of it is incredibly impressive. And then the other services, of course, that you offer. Does the broader public, and that can include those in the disability community and those not, do they know enough about what's going on there? Do enough people take advantage of a great facility and the services that are being offered?
I think we're a lot more well-known today than we were when we started, obviously. And that's one of the reasons why we rebranded. When originally the organization was called ABLE, or Arizona Bridge to Independent Living, and the center was called the Disability Empowerment Center. And then we rebranded under the Ability 360 moniker, and we merged all of those different things under Ability 360. I think then that became a little more known throughout the Valley. And as we began doing development work and getting more corporate support and sponsorships and foundation support and sponsorships, that we became more of a household name. And that was something that we were trying to do for years and years and years. We wanted to have that household name when someone said Ability 360. They're like, oh yeah, I've heard of that place. They do great work. And I mean, that was our goal 20 years ago or 30 years ago in some ways. And it probably took us that long just to get to where we are today. So I think people were so much more well-known, but there still are a lot of people that don't know about us. And it amazes me, when someone finds out and they go, wow, I never knew you guys existed. I never heard of you guys. And we're like, well, we're thankful that you are now. So
is there something in your heart of hearts that maybe not you, but maybe the organization, if you still could do anything you wanted to, is there something you wish you'd been able to do, or that the organization would be able to do, is still sort of hanging there that you feel like, I wish I had been able to complete this task because it would have made a bigger impact even than I've already made?
Well, there are some things that we have been talking about for a while, maybe having some affordable housing kinds of projects in our, that we've talked about and we're thinking about, and maybe we will eventually invest in, and because we know affordable and accessible housing, especially for people with disabilities, is, it's badly needed in the Valley. And, there's a number of nonprofits that we all know that engage in affordable housing initiatives and projects. And we've never done that. That's something, we just haven't. It's not been our kind of our gig, but I think it's something that could be in our wheelhouse, and that I see possibly we working on something like that in the future. And service wise, there are some things that I think we can do more of and do better, maybe specifically around young adults and youth with disabilities. There's a huge need for more services and transition services to transition young adults, especially around employment and creating better employment opportunities for youth with disabilities.
Interesting. Is there something with the couple of decades that you've been doing this here, as a person with a disability yourself, is that important that a person can personally relate to what the people who use Ability 360 go through, or does it just take someone who's a leader and passionate?
Yeah, that's a really good question, Steve. And, you know, it is really important philosophically within our independent living movement, disability rights movement. We feel very strongly that the leadership should be coming from someone that has lived experience with a disability. And, you know, that is a very important piece of it. Now, my successor, Chris Rodriguez, you know, Chris does not have a disability. He has a brother with a sibling with a developmental disability, and he's dedicated his whole life to disability work and policy. His whole career has been dedicated to disability. So even though he himself doesn't have a disability, he certainly he has empathy, obviously, and I do think he has a knowledge and experience, and I think he'll be successful. You know, it's not an easy matter, but you know, if it works out that you've got someone in that leadership role that has a disability, you know, I think that's a big plus. But I'm really confident that Chris is going to do a great job, and you know, he can lead us, you know, kind of in that the next stage of the organization.
That is Phil Pangrazio. He is the outgoing and retiring president and CEO of Ability 360. He'll be in the role until June 1st, and then, of course, they'll probably call him into service at other times too. Phil, thanks so much for the work you've done, and good luck.
Thanks, Steve. Appreciate it.